when you if you go to the grocery store and you buy a bag of fruit or some fruit, what do they put it in?
A bag.
And what's it made of?
Normally of paper.
Well, do they come in different sizes?
Bags? Right, you have all sizes.
Well, if it's a real big one, do you still call it a bag?
Well, I guess you could, or you would go to a sack then.
Is that larger than a bag?
Yeah.
Well, what would a large quantity of sugar come in then?
I guess a bag of sugar.
Well, if it was 50 pounds?
A sack of sugar.
And now, if it's not made out of paper, say it's made out of cloth, what is it? Which is it?
It's a bag.
It's made out of cloth? Alright, well, are there different sizes of that?
Yeah, they could be.
So, if you were in a ship potatoes or something, and you know, in large containers like this, made out of cloth, what would you call those?
You would call those sacks.
And if they were that real coarse brown material, they'd be what kind of sacks?
Bags.
They'd be bags?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand the difference between the bags and the sacks.
Okay, I guess I'm using the term interchangeably there, but...
How can you do that?
When you think of bags, to me, you identify those more specifically in saying brown paper bags. And this differentiates smaller bags to me from, say, just a regular bag.
And what's a regular bag?
So a regular bag could be the equivalent of a sack, really, because the two terms could be used quite interchangeably.
Well, you know, there's that real rough cloth.
Yeah, burlap.
So what do you call those kind?
We call them burlap bags.
Right. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Burlap sacks.
All right. But you have heard that?
Yeah.
And what's a? Have you ever heard another term for that kind of material? That kind of bag or sack?
I don't believe so.
Well, what if you went to the mill and you had this much corn to be ground? You'd say, I took off what of corn?
A bag of corn?
Well, not using bag, I said.
In your arms? An armful?
All right, and is that amount of wood is how much?
An armful.
Well, is there another word there that you could use?
Arm load?
Well, is there something besides that, without arm?
That would be the two terms that I'm familiar with.
What's a turn?
Turn of wood.
And what's that?
I guess that would have reference to as much as you could carry in your arms.
Is that a word you use?
Not normally.
But you...
We'd use an armful or an arm load.
Well, is turn something that you have heard before?
Vaguely, I think it is, and it would be used in carrying the wood that you're talking about.
Okay, well, if a man had a wagon or something, he was pulling it, and it wasn't full, then you'd say, well, he didn't have a full load at all. He just had a...
Half load.